So Israel, we cannot ignore the big news story of the day. Israel and Hamas have apparently reached a deal to stop the fighting in the Gaza Strip and free more than a third of the Israeli hostages who have had to endure more than 15 months of captivity. I can still remember when this, I was in the clink when October 7th occurred in 2023. So what they've agreed to is like a 42-day ceasefire, the way I understand it. Hamas will release 33 hostages. It is believed, according to Fox News, and I was watching them earlier, that 10 of the 33 are not alive. So 23 alive hostages, 10 hostages who are dead. And the 23 who are alive are apparently in very bad condition. It is also believed that there are only 60 of the 97 hostages still alive, including three Americans. Okay, not everybody chime in at once. Israel has agreed to release much more than that in prisoners that they are holding from Gaza.
I hope it sticks.
Freeing hundreds of Palestinians imprisoned in jail. So in exchange for 33 hostages, Israel's giving up hundreds of Palestinians who are in jail.
I hope it sticks.
So do I.
The current president has noted that the ceasefire and hostage deal will, quote, bring permanent end of the war. The incoming president calls it an epic ceasefire and hostage deal. And while I think, you know, it is progress moving forward, when I read permanent end of war.
How many
permanent
times
end of this war?
Yeah. However, that's right. That's right.
God.
However,
how many
Hamas
hundreds of years does this go back, Dan?
Oh, just about 150.
Yep. The fighting in that area?
Yes. Hamas has been decimated as a force.
Gaza's been decimated.
Yeah.
True. Hamas has been decimated along with Hezbollah up in Lebanon. And Iran has certainly taken multiple body blows and black eyes from all that has occurred in the past months. And we may possibly see an end to hostilities for a time.
I have a question.
Because of all of that.
And we are not looking to make this a topic.
No, we are not.
But someone very close to me has a roommate who very strongly believes one side for familial reasons. And multiple other people close to me have people in their lives who very strongly believe
the other side.
The other side. And I said to one of them, you know, a year ago, 8 months ago, I said, don't say a word. Stay out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot possibly understand. You know, there are scholars who have studied this their entire careers.
Right.
Where, you know, this is just something you don't want to step in the middle of. Don't try. Don't. There's no yeah, but or what if or what. You know, I tried after the attack to explain what happened. And I said, that being said, you are on college campuses. There are going to be people who very strongly believe this or that. And I don't remember the last time I told children to, I don't want to say remain ignorant, but to stay out of it. What? Because nothing good can come with your limited, extremely limited understanding of how far this goes back, getting into some sort of argument with someone who passionately believes one side or the other.
But there's a difference between remaining ignorant and remaining silent.
Correct.
I mean, people have lost jobs over Facebook sharing their views on this conflict over the last 15 months.
Yeah, I would suggest to inform yourself as much as you wish.
I sent a timeline. I sent a timeline is what I did. I think the New York Times had a timeline going all the way back. And I said, here's the timeline. If you want to educate yourself, outside of that, don't say a word.
Well, not engage.
But,
yeah.
But you have to keep in mind, this conflict does not start in 1947. This conflict goes back thousands of years.
Millennia.
Come on.
Now, the region, the Levant, has been fought over and conquered and lost and conquered and fought over since the dawn of time, because it is a crossroads for humanity going between three continents. And it's been fought over quite a lot. The modern
and three major religions, Dan,
really only goes back roughly 100 years or so.
But we've all been in a situation, and I told you this in the newsroom yesterday, I think Dan and Sam heard this, where I accidentally received a DM from a friend of mine that I've worked with for years.
Oh, I heard this too.
And I don't believe he meant to send it, and I'm not going to say which side it was on, but it was not a good comment.
Little inflammatory?
It was very inflammatory, and I just didn't respond. And because there's, what do you say other than we should all be against the mass slaughter over any ideology or religion? I'm against all of that. That being said, I don't want to get into any conversation with someone who feels deeply and personally one way or the other.
Because you can't win.
There is zero winning.
Yeah. I mean, it's like arguing over abortion or politics or guns. You're not going to...
You're not going to change someone's mind.
Right. And if the goal of entering into conversation...
Especially generational minds with respect to this conflict.
And so if the goal of entering into a debate is to open someone's mind to the possibility that they may be wrong or that there is another side that has credence, you can't do that with this conflict.
You could be a doctorate level historian whose focus of study was specifically this region and provide any and every detail possible from the last however many thousands of years, however many hundreds of years, whichever specific conflict you'd like to key on, and still not change the opinion of the opposing thought process.
That is correct.
Phones are ringing. We will not be taking calls on this.
We will not. And I will not be giving out the phone number here in just a moment.
We are not going to do it. We are a news station. We mentioned the developments and we are moving on to the topics here of the day.
Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.